Blackstone Audio presents Love the Work, Hate the Job. Why America's Best Workers Are More Unhappy Than Ever by David Kuznet. The dedication reads, For Ruth, Michael, and Lila. Introduction. The Battle of Seattle. When all hell broke loose in downtown Seattle, Verlene Jones's first thought was, I've got to save those children. It was shortly after 2 p.m. on November 30, 1999, the first day of the World Trade Organization, WTO, meeting. Representatives from 135 countries were gathered to write the rules for the global economy. Tens of thousands of labor union members and environmental activists were holding teach-ins and marches to protest the global economy's excesses, from child labor to ruined rainforests. Meanwhile, thousands of thrill-seekers and advocates of exotic causes of all kinds, from anarchy to abolishing modern technology, were getting ready to run wild in the streets. Just a few minutes earlier, Jones had heard the windows shattering on the Bank of America building. Then the alarms blared. Soon, a group of rock-throwing rioters pushed a dumpster into the middle of the street and set it on fire with matches. As if in response, the police sirens started to wail. Stopping the Disaster Movie. Standing at the corner of 4th Avenue and Pike Street in the heart of Seattle's downtown business district, Jones saw two menacing-looking armies, the police and the rioters, advancing on each other. Running through the downtown area were groups of young people wearing all-black outfits with handkerchiefs or hoods covering their faces. They smashed windows and trashed businesses that were blamed for the excesses of globalization. Multinational corporations, such as the Bank of America, and retail outlets like Nike and The Gap that sold products made by children.